shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what the heck it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows, well, they, quite frankly, they wish they could, but they can't. And welcome to our show, and if you are near a computer and you don't yet have a backstage pass, you got to get one. If you've got a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry website, you can watch our show as well as listen to it. And with the advent of internet radio, God knows where this thing's going. It's taken off. It's a rocket to the stars. And we're going to be right there at the leading edge of it, so I like to think. Anyway, so visit us online at philhendryshow.com. And in any event, we are with you terrestrially every night here. And tonight we're going to kick off with more on this horrible, tragic situation in Central Florida, Sanford, Florida, and this vigilante who shot a young unarmed man walking with Skittles and a can of Arizona iced tea with his hood up and his cell phone talking to his girlfriend in Miami, a black teenager, and all of that added up in the mind of one George Zimmerman to suspicious person, I better get my gun out. And he did, and that boy that I just described is dead. So right now, facing mounting protests over the shooting death of this young man by this neighborhood watch volunteer, the Sanford City Commission voted on Wednesday that they had no confidence in the city's police chief. Now, this police chief is a man by the name of Lee, Bill Lee Jr. He interpreted, and I'm gonna be kind. This is me being kind to the police chief. I mean, he interpreted the Florida Stand Your Ground law to mean that if you feel threatened, then you may shoot to kill. Now, never mind the fact that there may be some impaired judgment. I'm not saying there wasn't a case of this guy. Well, there wasn't a case of this guy Zimmerman, but I don't know that he was drinking or anything like that. Never mind that there might be some impaired judgment. Never mind that there might be some mental illness. Never mind the fact that he's not a trained professional and just doesn't know what a threat really is. This is how this guy was interpreting this law. Out at the community center at Western Estates, and by the way, folks, the reason why we're talking with the Dooleys tonight is because this was a gated community. Mr. Zimmerman, who is a, quote, white Hispanic, end quote, told the police he shot Trayvon in self-defense. It's a gated community of some 250 homes. They are townhouses. That's my understanding. Bobby Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, so you can comment on this, Bobby. First of all, just tell people, what are you doing tonight?
Thank you, Phil. This evening we are at our community center, and we have a great number of people here who have volunteered to pass out a lot of the flyers that we have, informing people of different aspects to what gated communities and community living is. For the very first time this year, Phil, we've opened our gates to people who are not residents to come in and to talk to those of us who live here in a gated community and explain to them what a gated community is really supposed to achieve. From that, we can then further discuss whether the individuals that have come to see our gated community, whether it's for them. The reason we're doing all of this, and my husband Steve is working over on the action committee, we want to know what this so-called gated community in Central Florida, whether it was a risk one or not. And what we mean by that is simply this. There are gated communities like ours, which do have gates and do have walls and are protecting relatively high-income homes and relatively high-income families. Following the construction of these gated communities en masse in the late 1990s, we saw an upswing in the construction of gated communities among middle-income to lower-middle-income people. And suddenly we saw an upswing in risk one. So we are educating people tonight as to what true gated community living is. And again, my husband Steve is over on the action committee table taking sign-ups from people who want to do the tour.
All right, well, but you said something there that I took note of. Risk one. You say that the modern gated communities that are more for lower middle-income people are risk one. What does that mean?
Risk one is a term that is used by our homeowners association council. We have a council of area homeowners association presidents. There is a point whereby the residents of a community are as likely to commit a crime as someone from the outside is against those residents. That's what we call risk one. We look at the gated community in Sanford. First blush, it seems to be a lower middle income gated community. There doesn't really seem to be a whole lot of sense in having gates around the community because, again, you have a higher likelihood, and I'm not saying that it happens, but there's a higher likelihood that the individuals in that gated community will be committing the crimes.
Are you you're saying that, in other words, the because of the income, the lower middle income of some people in that gated community, as opposed to your own, which is a higher income?
Oh yes, ours is a high income, upper class community. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So what you're saying is this community in Sanford, Florida, lower middle income community, is more likely to have crimes committed in it by its own residents.
Well, I don't want.
Essentially, yeah, Mr. Henry, but we don't want to say that because I think it's pretty tough to do.
And Steve is okay.
I'm sorry, but I just came over from the action table. I want to say that.
Well, I mean, it may be rough, but isn't that what you're saying?
Well, what we're saying is that to live in a gated community, just so you can say you live in one, that may be well and good, but is it really living in a gated community? Is there exclusivity? Is there, and again, so many of the people that we're meeting tonight want to know, well, what is living in a gated community? Well, first of all, it's not just living behind gates. Is there exclusivity? Is there desirability given the common areas, the pool areas, and so forth? Are you likely to see people behind the gates who are a cut above, if you will, and a lot different from the people that you'll see when you go outside of the gates? Do you see a lot more of the HPV, the high-performance vehicles, and so forth? If you can't answer yes to these questions, then it doesn't matter if you live behind gates.
Yeah, a lot of people live in the gate. Mr. Henry, they don't live behind a gate.
All right, we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association on what it is to live in a gated community, because where this shooting took place in Florida, in Sanford, Florida, where this George Zimmerman shot dead this young man, Trayvon Martin, was a gated community. Ms. Dooley has described it as a middle to lower middle income gated community. You said, Ms. Dooley, that there's really no reason for the gates to be there or the wall around the community because the people inside are as likely to commit a crime as people on the outside. And you're basing all of this on income. So what is the next step then?
Well, and the reason why we're having our fair tonight, we're having our information fair tonight, is because what we are asking of the national homeowners is to, if we can, to decertify this gated community in Sanford, to send a formal letter telling them that, for all intents and purposes, they are not a gated community, and that the walls and the gates that they have there are a little superfluous and a little silly. We can't tear the walls down or tear the gates down, but we certainly can, from where we sit, we can simply ignore that they exist and that it is a gated community and just ignore that.
Yeah, that's within our power to do that.
All right, so you would simply say what? You'd say it's not a gated community. But, I mean, you're all the way over in California, and so many of the other people you're talking about aren't in the state of Florida. So what difference does it make to those people down there?
Well, I don't think I understand. I don't understand your question.
What difference would it make to the people in Florida if you guys in California and other homeowners associations said, well, you no longer qualify as a gated community because you're too low income and there's too many weird things happening in your neighborhood?
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't know of anyone who wants to live in a gated community that would want to be decertified by our Homeowners Association Presidential Council, or who would want to be told, basically, in a public forum that your gated community, because really it is like you're standing and you're pointing, j'accuse, if you've seen the movie, j'accuse, I accuse you, and you say you are decertified. And when you say that, if you say, oh, I can do it, Steve, if you say j'accuse, you are saying, really, your little community there is not gated anymore. I hope that explains it. I really was not clear as to your question.
Well, so you're making public a statement. Your gated community doesn't qualify because it's too lower income.
We don't say all of that. We take a look at all of the factors. As I just said to you, I don't want to have to go through it again.
I don't want you to go through it again. I'm just asking. All right. Hang on. I know you guys have a lot of people there.
We're having our information fair. Steve has been talking to a number of people here about what is living in a gated community. And when we heard what happened in Sanford, Florida, and then someone said, oh, it's a gated community, I thought I was going to be sick. I had a hard time really wrapping my brain around that.
Just didn't make sense.
It really did not make any sense.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. Hang on, folks. 877-876-7445. What is a gated community, and is that Sanford community, is that really a high enough income community to call itself gated? And especially after what has happened. 877-876-7445. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
877-876 Phil, world famous Phil Henry Show, here with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk with them about this gated community, the definition of a gated community. And I would ask people who are listening, do you live in a gated community? If you live in a gated community, is it a high income gated community? If it is not a high income gated community, do you agree basically with what Ms. Dooley and with Mr. Dooley is saying, that it doesn't even qualify? Because that's what you guys are saying.
Well, I think so, Phil, because look what happened in Sanford, Florida. They live in a gated community, those people, and yet there was a man killed. And the man was killed by someone who lives inside the community. And, excuse me? No, those are, excuse me for a minute, Phil, those are 50 cents, yeah. This man was killed by someone that lives in the community, okay?
Yeah, that's what gets people.
Yeah, that trips people up.
What do you mean it trips people up?
Well, when you say to them, do you live in a gated community? They go, yes, we do, and they like to think that they're, you know, they have some sort of exclusivity, and then I say, well, guess what? That man was killed by someone that lives inside of the community.
Yeah, that part, that really.
See, that they never are able to get around that. And people will just look at you there's nothing to say to that.
All right, well, let me, if I could.
Go ahead.
You could test the theory, Mr. Ray, if you're talking.
No, it's all right. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, let me just ask this. If I live in a gated community, and it may not be a high-level, high-income gated community. Maybe there's a lot of truck drivers in there. I don't know how you make these determinations. But if you live in a gated community and someone gets shot by someone that lives in that community, then it's no longer gated in your mind.
It's no longer gated because the criminality of the streets is inside, perpetrated by a man, in this instance, in a truck with a handgun, wrestling on the grass, all things that are representative of a high-crime neighborhood, yes, but not a gated community.
Well, you got, like you were saying, Mr. Graham, you got people who are listening right now who are living in a gated community, and they have crime like that, or that they did not have that kind of crime, they may have that crime. Do you really call that gated? And we don't.
No, we do not. We do not. And that's what we've been trying to tell people here tonight. That's why we're having our information fair. and why we're really going to continue to have our information fair, because it's so important for people to not get too ahead of themselves.
Yeah, that's not people high on a hog.
All right, so if I live in a gated community and someone gets killed in my gated community and I am, you know, shocked, I guess I shouldn't be too ahead of myself thinking I still live in a gated community. It's a very bizarre way of looking at things.
Well, no, it isn't. It's simply just because they put a wall around where you live doesn't mean you have the exclusivity. We can go through it again, Steve.
Yeah, the exclusivity, the fact you're going to meet people who are not the same as people who be on the outside. The fact you're going to be, obviously, in a higher income area, and all different things like that.
All right. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. We're going to take some phone calls. Let's go over to Las Vegas. We got Brad on the line. And, Brad, go ahead. You're on with Bobby and Steve.
Hey, Phil. This is my question for the lady. I called you a show the other night. I was talking to, I think I was talking to this lady. Who was on the other night.
We're regular guests on the show.
All right. But I did hear you on the other night. You were expressing a sort of what I would call a classist attitude.
Well, I don't know what you mean by classist.
Well, that you've got this high-income thing.
Yeah, you have a high-income attitude that people at higher income live in a gated community. People at low-income, they don't.
Well, if you live in a low-income community, and a bird gets shot and they're dead, how good do you feel?
What do you mean, how good do I feel? I don't feel good at all. I wouldn't feel good that there's, you know, there's people getting shot nowhere, you know.
Well, but this happened in your neighborhood, and you had a, and you're in a gated community.
No, I know what you're saying. You're saying that it's the low income.
Yeah.
All right. But what I want to know is, I moved my daughter into a gated community. It's not the most beautiful gated community in the world, but it was like this community. The homes there are mid-range. They're townhouses. Some of them are condominiums. And I moved my daughter into this because I felt it was a safe for her and for my grandson. And she is recently divorced. And I moved her in. Her mother and I bought this place for her, and we feel very secure.
Can you tell us about the price of the house?
I mean, I spent upwards of $750,000 on a...
Is it a townhouse? Is it a condo? Is it a golf villa?
No, it's a townhouse.
Does it have attached parking?
Yes, it has attached parking.
What about a golf villa?
No, it's not a golf villa.
It's very difficult to know. I would say if it was a golf villa, I would say, and the reason why I say a golf villa, there's expanses there. There is obviously security. And it makes a better statement, but because it is not.
Can I jump in here?
Well, I was talking to the man, Phil.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because it is not a golf villa. Because it is simply a townhouse with attached parking, and I can't really see it. It's tough to know whether she's safe there or not.
Can I jump in here, please? This man is saying he spent $750,000 on a townhouse. I'm telling you right now, in the market today, and you're in Las Vegas, it can't be that much different from California. In the market, that's a hell of a lot of money on a townhouse.
Yeah, and they came down in price too.
Well, I it's still a townhouse. It's not a house. It's a townhouse.
Yeah, it's like an apartment.
It's like an apartment or
not like an apartment at all. It's separate. It's a separate townhouse. It's a separate townhouse.
And a separate townhouse, sir. You have attached parking, and is it a standalone, as they call it?
No, sir. It's attached to another unit, but there's two units with their own separate parking.
What about green space and everything?
But even if it had green space, Steve.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, it does, though. It has green space.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Is she a single woman with a baby?
Yes.
That all bespeaks to me a lower income, because you just said she's divorced.
Yes, she's divorced. It does not matter, though.
And why would that matter if she's a single divorced mother with a baby, if she's being supported, or her father bought her the place?
Her mother and I bought the place.
I have to ask her the Hispanic.
Is she what?
It's not her. Was she married to a Hispanic?
So she was not married to... Well, is she married? Was she married to a Hispanic?
Yeah.
No, she's not married to a Hispanic.
Okay, thank you very much, Brad.
Well, I mean...
877-876-PHIL is our number. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with more of your phone calls and this bizarre story of what is living in a gated community. Is it living in a gated community, or do you have to be a certain income for the gates to actually mean something? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Okay, Bobby and Steve Dooley at an information fair at their gated community there where they live in Western Estates, California. They're handing out information to people on, quote, what it is to live in a gated community. And you don't feel that where that young man was killed, you don't feel that's a gated community because there's a criminal element in the gated community.
Well, no, I didn't say I said that there's a risk one.
The risk one factor. And the risk one factor, Ms. Jenner, is not someone that we would qualify necessarily as gated community, but as somebody who is risk one, and we keep an eye on them.
Well, isn't that what that man was doing, that Zimmerman? Isn't that what he said he was doing? He was keeping an eye on people?
Yes, exactly. But also, he was keeping an eye on people, and someone needed to be keeping an eye on him. So really what you had was this sort of criminal element turning in on itself, because of the gates.
Yeah, and because the gates are almost like it keeps it in.
And creates a pressure point. And so that kind of low-income gated community is bound to have this explosive kind of a pressure point that we're talking about.
877-876-PHIL is our number here on the Phil Henry Show. Talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley, let's go to Millicent. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, dear.
Yes. I just want to say a murder mm-hmm. has been committed in Sanford,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that I mm-hmm. have a friend who lives in a gated community in West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought mm-hmm. of myself of getting mm-hmm. an apartment in Florida, but I would never go there
mm-hmm.
because this is
mm-hmm.
a terrible tragedy. It was mm-hmm. not investigated properly. His body
mm-hmm.
was in the morgue for 3 days
mm-hmm.
without notification of his family. And it's
mm-hmm.
a travesty. Why was he following this young man?
Mm-hmm.
Why was he following a 17-year-old
mm-hmm.
who went to the store? Aren't black,
well, I think
are black boys free to go to the store now in America?
Mm-hmm. I think it's because the gated community, why do they call it gated, you know?
Listen, you are speaking
mm-hmm.
about a moot point about damn gated or no
mm-hmm.
gated. You are
mm-hmm.
an idiot. Gated or no gated?
I haven't called you a name. I didn't call you a name.
Gated
I don't
or
know
no
why
gating. Somebody was murdered. A mother's child
what,
was
yeah.
murdered. And you're
what
talking
is the
about
relevance?
A damn gated community? We all going to die and leave this
mm-hmm.
damn gated community.
Mm-hmm.
Community gated or no gated. You're going to. I have friends in Florida that live in gated and non-gated community. What's the difference?
Well,
you want to be secure. You want a camera to capture things
yeah.
and to prevent
yeah.
crime. This was a child. And you're talking about
some
damn materialistic gated community. You fool.
Well, you aren't listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying that it was a gated community that should never have been called a gated community. That's what caused it.
Sir.
How did that cause it?
You're an idiot.
Because.
Why did he follow when the police person told him, do not follow
I'll
him?
I'll tell you why. Because
he
thought. Mm-hmm, but I'll tell you why. Because he thought because he lived in a gated community, he could be all Mr., you know, Barney Fife or something.
Your point is not taken
mm-hmm.
because it's idiotic. Because it could have been anywhere where my friend
Wait,
lives in.
Let me jump in here. I want to ask a question. Are you saying, Ms. Dooley, that the man felt empowered to carry a weapon and drive around because he thought he lived in a gated community and needed extra protection?
Well, yeah. I didn't think of it that way, but yes.
You didn't think of it that way, but yes.
That sounds better than what I was saying, yeah. And this lady calling me an idiot Yes, I mean, I didn't call you an idiot.
Somebody's child is dead, and you're talking about a gated community where all of us are going to burn and fry and go back to the earth where we came from. Gated or no gated. I have a friend who works at ITT. She's black, and she worked hard for 30 years, and she bought a house in West Palm Beach. And I've been there. So what? I live in Queens, New York, in a regular house, and it's not a gated community. So what? I should go through my door, and somebody should put a bullet in my son's life, my son's neck.
Well,
and
it sounds to me like you're. Well, it sounds to me like you're jealous of your friend who has the gated house.
Yeah, really,
no, I'm not jealous of it at all because I work hard and I could have bought one if I wanted. I don't want to be there. I'm exactly living where I am by the grace of God. So you
no,
are
the point here,
I'm not jealous
yeah.
of anybody.
But the point here is
you have a silly point and you're an idiot because you are demeaning
you
the
something.
Of someone's child for a gay community.
I am not.
You are demeaning
it. I'm trying to say the way to save America is to have a proper definition of a gate.
Save community.
Otherwise,
how many
the gate
people,
doesn't exist.
How many people can
a proper...
afford a gated community, sir? How many people can
well,
afford a gated community?
Well, you keep calling me sir. I'm a woman, number one. Number two. Number two. How many people?
Yes.
Apparently, they're building gated communities for homeless people. I don't know. I don't think you have to have any money. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, why are they building gated communities
not,
for people that are living
in a
cardboard
sir?
Box?
What do you mean living
not?
In a?
What are you saying?
What do you mean living in a cardboard box in a gated community?
They got people that are homeless living in gated communities.
What? How's that possible? How's it, Mr. Millicent, thank you for your call and good points.
Child, you're demeaning and you're stupid.
I have three sons, so don't you dare say that to me. I want my children to be able to, when they go to buy a home, ask the question, is this community gated or not, and get a straight answer.
I don't know what that means. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Let's move over to another phone call. We have Wayne on the line. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hi.
What did you not understand?
I didn't understand what it meant when you said... Yeah, go ahead, sir.
She's trying to make the distinction between high-end gated communities and low-end gated communities.
Mm-hmm.
If I recall correctly, O.J. Simpson lived in a high-end gated community, and that didn't stop him from killing someone, now did it?
Oh, he didn't live in a gated community. That was Brentwood. No, that was not gated. That was not gated. It was not gated.
Okay, it was an exclusive community.
Brentwood was not gated. Okay.
Okay,
Brentwood
was
not gated.
Community. Well,
that blows your whole theory. Your theory's blown.
Yeah, your whole theory's blown.
No, it's not blown.
Will you let the man finish?
I'm talking about a gated community.
With or without the gate, you're talking about high-income people as opposed to low-income people, with or without the gate.
No, I said with the gate.
Because you're high-income with the gated community does not stop bad people from living there.
O.J. Simpson, sir.
People have a lot of money, okay?
Mm-hmm. But O.J. Simpson did not murder anyone in his community. He murdered someone outside of his community. And that made all the difference.
That made all the difference.
It matters where you murder the person now? Okay.
Well, no, I was saying, are you safe in your own community? Do you live in a gated community, sir?
I have.
Well, you don't now, though.
Yeah, see, you don't now. So you don't know the changes that have taken place.
Because I live in Alaska now where I don't need to live in a gated community.
Where is that? The
entire state's a gated community. Okay.
What is it? What
you live in Alaska?
Yep.
What is that? I don't understand. I can't imagine how you do that.
How do you do that?
As opposed to down where you live, the crime rate up here is so much lower.
What do you mean, how does he do that?
How do you live in Alaska? And how do you go about living there?
What is the point of the question?
The city I live in has 250,000 people in it, so it's not really that difficult.
Is it? What is the name of the city?
250,000. It's Anchorage. That's the big city.
That's a big city?
That's not a big city. I'm talking about Do you remember the Merle Haggard song, Big City, Let Me Go and Set Me Free? That is what the gated community offers you in the big city. So that if you live in a big city, you can go to a gate at a community and go through the gate and be in an area that's crime-free.
The gentleman made a point here about O.J. Simpson being a wealthy man living in an exclusive neighborhood and still committing a crime. And you said because he didn't commit the crime in his neighborhood, that proved what?
First of all, O.J. Simpson did not live behind gates. But all right, I get it. It's a moot point. The crime that O.J. Simpson committed was outside of the neighborhood. It was not random. It was a very select and specific crime. And it really doesn't have anything to do with the randomness of living in a gated community where you shouldn't be in a gated community and a guy in a truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
That didn't make any sense either.
I'll make my question more specific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Specifically, just because you live in a high-end gated community, that does not stop people with bad intentions from living there. And it doesn't make you more prone for low-end.
I don't understand that thinking at all. I mean, you don't. Al Capone lived in a high-end gated community, and he never, ever hurt people on that street.
That's right.
Al Capone lived in a gated community where?
He lived on Star Island in Miami.
And he never hurt anybody that lived on his street.
As far as from the records that have been kept.
All right, Wayne, thank you for your call, sir.
Yeah, she's in my head, so.
Thank you very much.
Well, if you know, that really is insulting. Is he saying to me that I'm an idiot? That I'm hurting his head?
Like he's doing a comedy routine.
That he's doing a comedy routine. I want to get back to this whole Al Capone never hurt anybody that lived on his street. How do you know?
Are you kidding me? Al Capone lived in Miami, and they loved him. They loved it.
Yeah, they loved Al Capone down there. They didn't like him in California, but in Miami they loved him. That's why in Miami, today, if you're a criminal, well, I shouldn't say.
Yeah, we're not trying to intimate anything, Phil.
All right, hold the line here. Hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Talk about your head hurting. In any event, gated community or no gated community, if you live in a gated community and it's a low-income gated community or it's a middle-income, you know, and you don't have a lot of Cadillacs, you got a lot of trucks, are you seeing a lot of crime in your neighborhood? Does your gated community keep the crime out the way the wealthy gated communities do? Because we have all kinds. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
Truth. He's our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking to them. There's an information fair going on, talking with people who are non-residents of their gated community about what a gated community is, what a gated community should be, Bobby.
A lot of those questions are being answered tonight, so yes. And I want to address something that was stated by a lady earlier when she said that it doesn't matter if you're in a gated community. I mentioned to the last caller that a gated community, if it is well-kept and well-groomed and is kept up, is an escape from the city. Ours is. And again, I'm reminded of that song by Merle Haggard, which it is a country song. And people who have money are country music fans, too, where he sings, I'm tired of that dirty old city. I'm tired of too much soot and
yeah, those big cities.
No, I know the song.
Well, what is he singing? He's saying he's tired of it, and he wants to get away from it. But you're not getting away from it if you live in a gated community that's of the low income.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let me get over to some phone calls of people that are hanging on here and find out exactly where they stand here tonight. This is Kip on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kip. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we continue to talk about this. Is Kip there? No? Okay. Let's move on to Mike. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I live down here in down south on the Gulf
Yes.
Coast. Yeah, I agree with the lady. There needs to be standards in gated communities. I got a T-shirt as a gated community. It's a Louisiana State Penitentiary, Angola.
There you go. There you go. Do you know the song that I'm talking about? I'm tired of the dirty old city.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the dirty old... You know that song. It's by Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
And really what the song is about you and me, Kip, or what's this man's name?
His name is Mike.
Mike, living in a gated community where you can be free. Now, you were living in a prison, did you say?
No, this guy's prison.
No. I got a...
Do you work at my husband just...
Angola State Penitentiary. They call it a gate community.
Oh, you have the gate. Oh, I see.
Yeah, you've got a T-shirt. I just hired a guy just got out of prison.
My husband just hired a man who's just out of San Quentin. And how's he working out?
He's doing good. He's not very smart. But just because you were in prison doesn't mean you're stupid.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. So, you know.
The smartest people I ever run into are in prison.
Are in prison, I'm sure. So, Mike, I just think if we all live in a gated community and that we can be proud of it, and it's not a run-down place, like you said, in Angola, which that's, where is that? That's Africa.
No, Angola State Prison's in Louisiana.
Yeah. What's the one in Africa?
That's Angola the country.
I'm sure they got communities there, but
Do you think they do? I think it would be funny to see a gated community in Africa. I don't know what do you think they have at the gate? Someone in one of those masks, Steve?
Yeah, they probably got a guy in a mask going.
All right, you know, this is beginning to drift into sort of a stupid conversation. All right.
Well, Phil, I brought up the song, and even I'm tired of the dirty old city. That is what a gated community represents.
All right, Michael. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. And again, we have to remember that there was someone killed. Here is Justin. Go ahead, Justin. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, thank you for listening to
the Phil Henry
Show.
Yes, sir.
The market is great, or the duel is anyway. I used to be a security guard in Florida in a gated community now.
These people go from
Vipers to Lamborghinis, Hummers, all the new cars. But here's the deal, though. It didn't stop people from doing bad things. I mean, I've caught, for a good example, there's 13 teams inside this gated community that stole a guy's truck, stole six of his guns, stole three of his dirt bikes, and did $250,000 worth of damage to this guy's house. Now, these are teams that live inside their gated community and lived there for, I think, like 10 years until the gated community finally decided to boot them and the parents out.
What kind of income is that gated community that you worked at? Is it the kind that I'm tired of this dirty old city, or is it a higher end?
No, it was high up. Like, these houses, from a cheap house, range from, like, $400,000 to about $600,000.
No, that's
$400,000 is very low price.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. This is Florida. Florida's in... Did you say it was in Florida, Mike? Justin? Was it Florida?
It was in Florida.
Yeah, okay.
Now.
All right, so now let's think about this, because the real estate prices are different.
Well, but a $400,000 house, even in Florida, is not anything exciting.
But,
that's cheap.
But now, the good thing about the gated community, though, was that when they paid their community fees, though, like, if something was broken, I knew who did it because I knew everybody in there by heart. But what I'm saying, it doesn't matter where you live. Always going to be out there with bad intentions out there. It don't matter if you got lots of money or no money. There can be good people that are poor, and there can be bad people that are rich.
Amen to that.
Okay, I got money. I can do whatever I want to do.
What we're saying is, in a gated community that's only $400,000, that's one that is, I'm tired of the dirty old city, as opposed to where the rich people live.
Yeah, but you guys haven't made your case very well.
These are rich people.
Yeah, this guy, they had Vipers and they had what, Lamborghinis. Those are some pretty heavyweight cars.
Well, then why are the homes so cheap?
It probably was a different time.
I mean,
I'm sorry, I'm going to keep, you know.
There's guys that rode Harley Davidsons that were like $60,000 that he could go out and wreck it and replace it just boom like that. But what I'm saying, it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter
like mountain
where you're at in the city.
Sounds like Huckleberry to me.
It sounds like Huckleberry trash.
Very good. All right, Justin, thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it. 877-876-7445. That gentleman was working in a gated community.
Well, I just thought, Mr. Rainey, again, the point that we haven't made about what I'm trying to make and everything about that. I'm tired of the dirty old city. I'm tired of too much pay and the way that they did it.
I don't understand a thing you guys said. I'm tired of this dirty old city. All right. I may be tired of this dirty old city, but not that tired. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Father James McQuarters is going to be joining us next hour with more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. All right.
I'm tired of your dirty old city. Place that I'm...
Phil Henry.